Hi, everyone. I'm on vacation with my family over the 2-week holiday for Easter, so I'm not going to be able to produce regular episodes. Sorry, but you'll have to wait for the dramatic conclusion to my 4-part series on Frances Hodgson Burnett. But I did want to give you something fun to listen to while I'm back home in Los Angeles. When I was a kid, my grandma had an awesome dog named Tiger. He was a boxer and was slobbery, snorty, way too energetic, and completely awesome. A while ago, I started telling stories about him to my kids. As with stories remembered from childhood, some of the events are difficult to remember exactly, and some details get muddled or embellished. So at this point, most of my Tiger stories are based on my experiences rather than exact histories. But this story that I'm about to share pretty much happened exactly the way I tell it. I hope you and your kids enjoy it. The Children's Literature Podcast presents Tiger Takes Me for a Walk. Written and read for you by TQ Townsend. When I turned 9, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. I'd had roller skates before, but not like these ones. They were bright, glittering white with neon pink and neon aqua stripes going down the side, and the wheels glowed in the dark. It seemed funny to have glow-in-the-dark roller skate wheels since nobody would ever roller skate at night, but it was very cool just the same. When I visited Grandma's house, I'd be given jobs to do along with any other grandkids who were there. Grandma said it was good for building character, but I think it's because there were so many people making messes that Grandma never could have cleaned them up all by herself. One of the chores was taking care of Tiger. You wouldn't think a dog needed much looking after, but Tiger sure did. It's hot in California most of the time, so Tiger always needed to have lots of clean water in his bowl. It would have been easy enough to just add water to the bowl now and then, except he liked to go out back, dig a hole in the lawn, and then find something to bring inside and drop in the water bowl. He was always very proud of himself whenever he found a rusty bottle cap, an old Lego brick, or a piece of the lawn sprinkler system to bring inside and drop in the bowl. We'd all be playing, and then one of us would hear the plop as something dropped in, and the clunk as it hit the bottom. Then we knew one of us cousins would have to get up, wipe the water on the linoleum floor, clean the muddy bowl, and try to get rid of whatever Tiger had dug up. This was difficult because Tiger got very offended when he went to all the trouble to dig something up and bring it inside, and then we just threw it right back out again. Another thing we had to do was go out in the backyard and clean up all the dog dew. Nobody liked doing this chore, but as my cousin Miguel used to say, it's a lot better to pick it up in a little bag now than to pick it up with your shoe later. Obedient dogs can be trained to go in one spot, say in the back corner, where nobody will ever step in it and where it can't get a soccer ball all dirty. But Tiger was a good dog, not an obedient dog. He liked to go all over the place. I think he thought it was fun for us to have to spread out all over the lawn to find all the pieces of dog dew before we could play. Like an Easter egg hunt, but every day of the year. I appreciate Tiger's thoughtfulness, but let's just say I never found any chocolate. Another chore was the toughest of all, and that was when I took Tiger for a walk. Or rather, when Tiger took me for a walk. Tiger had big, strong muscles and big, strong opinions. So when I took him out, I might have been holding the leash, but he was the one who decided where we would go. And we walked for as long as he wanted to. He would pull me along, yanking so hard that I almost fell over. Sometimes he just wanted to go around the block to make sure there were no cats trying to sneak into his territory. Sometimes we had to go all the way to the park and back. Sometimes he would try to go somewhere he shouldn't, like up a tree to get a squirrel or into someone's backyard because they were grilling burgers. That's when I had to fight with him. I'd pull on the leash and call him and beg him and scold him. Sometimes he'd listen and follow along, but usually he just kept walking wherever he wanted to go. My arms were always tired by the time we were done. So one day, right after I got my new roller skates, I was visiting Grandma, and as I put them on to skate around the driveway, I got a great idea. What if, instead of trying to keep up with Tiger and letting him yank me around, why didn't I just put on my roller skates? Then when he walked too fast, I would be able to keep up. When he pulled on the leash, I'd just let him pull me and then my legs wouldn't be tired. Why, this was the best idea in the whole universe. I took my skates off, ran in to get the leash, and came back outside. I didn't have to call Tiger because the second he saw me get the leash, he came running. He knew that a leash meant a walk, just as sure as he knew that jingling keys meant a car ride. I sat down to put my skates on, and Tiger looked at me with his head to one side. His big brown eyes moved from my face to my skates and back again. He seemed curious and quickly got impatient. He stood up and bumped me with his head and licked my hands, getting slobber all over them. "Gross, Tiger," I said as I wiped my hands on the lawn. Lacing up my skates took a long time because they needed to be put on good and tight. But at last, I stood up, ready to go. Tiger jumped and ran one circle around the lawn and then came so that I could attach the leash to his collar. "Bye, Grandma. I'm taking Tiger for a walk," I hollered into the house. I couldn't see any of the grown-ups, but I figured somebody must have heard me. Then I turned to Tiger and said, "Okay, boy, let's go." And boy, did he go. Tiger took off running down the driveway so fast that even though I had started off at a good speed on my skates, when the leash pulled tight, I was suddenly yanked forward like a rocket had fired up. I skated as hard as I could, trying not to fall over as that crazy dog ran for the end of the street. But it was no use. No matter how fast I tried to skate, I would never be as fast as Tiger. Soon he was pulling me along and I was screaming as loud as I could for him to stop. But Tiger didn't stop. He just kept running, dragging me behind him, until I saw that he was going to run right between two trash cans that were out on the street for tomorrow's pickup. "Oh no," was all I had time to think. Then Tiger dragged me right into those trash cans and I knocked them both down. Garbage spilled everywhere, and I tumbled down, skinning one of my knees and getting some rotten banana on my favorite t-shirt, the one with the rainbow on it. I should have just stayed sitting down, but the stinky garbage and the stinging in my knee made me get up as quickly as I could. Tiger turned around and came back to see what had happened. The terrific crash of the garbage cans and the smell of stale bread, empty tuna fish cans, and a moldy block of cheese was very interesting to him. Trying not to cry, I reached down and picked up the dog's leash. I had to get home. Maybe because I was hurt, he would obey me now. "Come on, Tiger," I said softly as I tried to roll back to the house. But he didn't want to go anywhere. He started sniffing around the garbage, wagging his tail as he looked for something good to eat. He found half a croissant with some pizza sauce and a banana peel on it and gobbled it down in one bite. Just then, my Uncle Jake came out of Grandma's house. Grandma had heard me holler that I was going out and sent Uncle Jake to make sure I wasn't going anywhere alone. "Tiger," Uncle Jake called. "Come back now." And for once in his life, Tiger listened. He took off again, running faster than ever. And he pulled me behind, only now with my sore knee, I could hardly stay on my roller skates. Lucky for me, Uncle Jake was a very fast runner who had won a lot of races, and he got to me before I fell down again. Uncle Jake caught hold just as I was starting to tumble, and his arms were big and strong enough to grab the leash and make Tiger come back home. I got in trouble for a bunch of things. For leaving the house without making sure a grown-up knew where I was, for going out on my roller skates with no helmet on, for knocking over Mrs. Escobar's garbage cans, and for doing something as silly as trying to roller skate behind the craziest dog in California. Nobody had any sympathy for how scary it was getting dragged along on my skates, or for how my skin knee stung. I had to clean up the mess and apologize to Mrs. Escobar, which made both Tiger and I sad, because I hated how much the garbage stunk, and he hated seeing all that delicious garbage go to waste. You've been listening to Tiger Takes Me for a Walk, written and read for you by TQ Townsend. For more stories and fun, please visit children'sliteraturepodcast.com. Thanks for listening.